Okay, that concludes our finalizations. We'll move into information items. Morning, Al.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. Today I'd like to start off our information items with a brief update on the Roy Lake concession prospectus and sale there. As you recall, the commission back in March approved a prospectus to proceed and would lay out the terms for the sale of Roy Lake Resort, which is a resort that's in Roy Lake State Park. It has 8 cabins and some motel units and a lodge and food bait service there that's been a kind of fixture of that state park for many, many years. And the current concessionaire, Jan Pitzel, has been the operator since probably the early 90s, I believe. So. That sale and prospectus process, once the commission approvement commenced on about March 5th, and that prospectus expired on May 2nd. The required purchase price of $975,000 was established in that prospectus, and that process was determined by an appraisal, which is guided by our administrative rule process. So. As May 2nd came, no proposals were received for that opportunity. Right now we're kind of working with the concessionaire, and we haven't finalized or determined any final terms of a subsequent settlement agreement or subsequent terms of a sale going forward. But their lease does expire in 2018, so. We'll be working with them in the coming weeks and months to hopefully bring forth to you a new settlement agreement and authorization for prospectus to proceed with that sale at Roy Lake. So again, we'll be working with them in the coming weeks, and hopefully in a future commission meeting we'll bring the matter in front of you again, and hopefully have another opportunity for that resort to recommend.
Al, do you have some type of plan in place in case you do not get any interest in that, or are you pretty confident that
the lease rules in the current concession lease usually have provisions or allow us the flexibility to either extend the lease 1 year at a time or short-term opportunities to extend that lease in the event that a subsequent buyer isn't found, or there's also provisions to hire a temporary operator to operate the resort in the case that a temporary operator isn't found. So those are kind of our contingencies that are built into our current lease and lease rules that we can fall back on.
I see. Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Thank you. And again, sorry, introduce myself, Al Nedved, Assistant Director with the Division of Parks and Recreation. And the next item we'll be talking about are two planning initiatives involving our reclamation projects that we cooperatively manage with the Bureau of Reclamation here in South Dakota. And joining me today to kind of co-present is Jay Leisure. Jay is our natural resource specialist out of the Rapid City field office here with the Bureau of Reclamation. We'll be kind of tag teaming this, and we're just real excited to kind of embark on these planning efforts at Shade Hill and Belle Fouche, and we'll give you a little background on what that's going to entail. So, got a little PowerPoint here, and. Just a real quick overview of the reclamation areas that we cooperatively manage with the Bureau of Reclamation. There's five throughout the state. There's two small areas on the James River north of Huron there that we manage with reclamation. They're just small lake access areas and watercraft access areas, fishing areas that we manage there. But the big three are all West River, and they're all three significant reservoirs, water-based recreation that are very extremely popular in those areas. And we've had a long working relationship and history with Reclamation managing those areas. They range from Shade Hill up in Perkins County to Rocky Point by Belle Fouche and Angostura down by Hot Springs. Again, that kind of lists out the current working agreements that we have with Reclamation. Angostura was probably the most recent one we've entered into with Reclamation back in 2012. It's a 25-year agreement. Expires in 2037, and Game Fish and Parks has had a presence at that reservoir since 1959. At Shade Hill, we're operating under another 25-year agreement that expires in 2025, and again, we've been there since 1952. And at Belle Fouche, that was a 50-year agreement, which is coming close to expiration here in 2019. And like I say, we've been operating under that agreement ever since 1969. And then we also cooperate with the Wildlife Division, between the Wildlife Division and Reclamation, on some fisheries management projects on both Deerfield and Pactola. Just want to touch a little bit on Title 28. That doesn't really have anything to do with the planning process that we're working on, but it is an important and critical part of what we do on these areas that we manage with Reclamation. It provides a 50% cost share to help develop and maintain those recreational facilities on these areas. So things like camping cabins, comfort stations, different types of things that we manage there. The Bureau has been able to provide 50% cost share on those projects, which has been extremely helpful in meeting the demand of outdoor recreation on those areas. So we've had a long history with that. And also part of Title 28 does have an allowance for wildlife habitat and natural resource enhancement projects, which cost shares at 75%. So every year we have a weed spraying program, for example, that where we spray for weeds and buy chemical and contract with sprayers to control weeds and other noxious pests on these areas. So that provides a 75% cost share, which is very helpful in managing those properties. And since 2009, over $8 million have been provided by Reclamation for these types of activities. Just a footnote, about half of that was stimulus money that was applied at Angostura for a connector road project, and also up at Rocky Point for a road paving project. Again, those were very significant projects that help us achieve a lot of goals that we haven't been able to do in recent years. So with that, I'll let Jay kind of take over a little bit of background on the resource management plans. I know I personally was involved in the most recent one, which is down at Angostura, probably 2008, when we did that resource management plan at Angostura, and it was a really good process. We got the stakeholders, the public involved in there, and it was a really good plan, and it helped facilitate a lot of the developments that we did in Angostura over the past few years, including a huge sewer improvement project, some campground development at Chef's Canyon, and recreational development over there, and lots of other projects. So we really enjoy that process and look forward to these next two at Shade Hill and Rocky Point. So I'll let Jay kind of explain those a little bit in further detail.
Thank you, Al. Good morning. Morning, Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Heckler. Jay Leisure with the Bureau of Reclamation out of Rapid City. Like Al said, and I do have a copy of the last resource management plan that we completed at Belle Fouche Reservoir in June 2004, and I can leave that with Al to give to the commissioners. We are, like Al said, we are coming up on our expiration of our management agreement up at Rocky Point at Belle Fouche, December 2019. Since the June 2004 RMP, we're estimating that the visitation at Belle Fouche Reservoir outside of Rocky Point, what Game Fish and Parks currently manages for us, has probably doubled and more than likely tripled. The facilities up there simply do not meet the demand of the people coming out there. So the purpose of the RMP is to foster proper stewardship of public lands. And the primary goal is to enable managers to make land use and resource management decisions that are consistent with overall management objectives and needs of the public, assist land managers in minimizing conflict among users, complying with environmental and cultural resource objectives, and in obtaining the public support for the management of those resources. And it will serve as a blueprint for future use, management, and development. Like Al said, at Angostura, it's been in place for 9 years now, and we basically completed all the proposed developments in the last 9 years, and I believe it's a 25-year management agreement, but we've got a lot done utilizing that planning document over the last 9 years. It is worth noting, though, that the resource management plans will not address reservoir operations or irrigation, as the irrigation districts associated with those projects, both at Angostura and Belle Fourche, hold all those water rights. So specifically at Belle Fourche, Ormond Dam, the second oldest dam the Bureau of Reclamation ever constructed, was began in 1904. That's just the Belle Fourche one, that one out. Completed in 1909. Game Fish and Parks has been on site since 1969. At that time, they managed just Gaydon's Point. Then in 1991, the Game Fish and Parks increased management to include Rocky Point, which is now the state recreation area. In 98, they turned back Gaydon's Point to reclamation due to staffing, funding, lack of facilities, and increased visitation. Presently, they manage Rocky Point, a 359-acre state recreation area, and a small wildlife management area below the dam. Just some acreages of. Did you want to do this one now?
I can.
Sure.
You know, this slide kind of gives kind of a visual of the management areas and zones provided for by the reclamation current management plan. You can see this area here, looks like a little foot there. That's Rocky Point Recreation Area there, and that's the area that we currently have in our management agreement with reclamation. And then the Wildlife Division has a small GPA over below the dam that's managed for wildlife purposes as well. But all the remaining properties within the project boundary there, as you see, are currently managed by reclamation. And the areas in green, those are managed primarily for wildlife habitat, wildlife benefit. And then these other orange areas here, those are under the reclamation's definitions, those are managed as developed recreation. But kind of with a caveat there, that means pretty much just roads and some basic parking lot facilities are really all that's in those areas. They do allow camping. It is permitted there, but it's pretty primitive by most standpoints. There's no designated campsites or electricity or things like that, but there are toilet facilities and roads, and I believe that's about the extent of the current recreation areas there. And then over on the east side of the reservoir, you'll see some even more primitive areas, but they're designated as recreation. But again, they're even probably a little bit more primitive there, that there are not developed roads there. There are some paths there that get to key access areas and day use areas there, but those kind of round out those areas there. So, Jay, anything to add to that? Or
sure. Just something worth noting. We are currently full. We have reached our conservation pool elevation at Belle Fourche and Angostura, and actually really close to Chait Hill. So, just want to point that out, and we will begin irrigation releases out of Belle Fourche and Angostura next Monday. So we're fortunate to have a full pool up there, and have been very fortunate the past 10 years or so to have a steady full water elevation at these projects. As mentioned, the last Belle Fourche Reservoir RMP was done in 2004. Increased visitation of minimum facilities to meet the demand, as mentioned. We're estimating the visitation has at least doubled, more than likely tripled in the last 13, 14 years, especially on the weekends and especially on the holiday weekends. And all those people are really not only taxing the limited facilities that reclamation provides, but is also taxing the facilities in Rocky Point. And Brad Nelson can attest to that. His shower houses, the fish cleaning stations, the boat ramps, not only used by Rocky Point visitors, but are used by others around the entire reservoir. Rocky Point is basically, and Al could speak better to this, it's probably about maxed out on development. I guess there's only 359 acres there. I believe Brad has about 80-some campsites. There's two boat ramps, picnic shelters, volleyball courts, just a lot of facilities in a small area. So we feel like there may be a need here for the Game Fish and Parks to expand their administrative boundaries around the reservoir since our management agreement is expiring here in 2019. First and foremost, obviously, we want to renew that agreement with Game Fish and Parks. It's a good relationship we have, and hopefully with an increased emphasis on some additional recreational lands takeover. Reclamation's authority is very limited to minimum basic facilities, absent a managing partner. We have gravel roads, gravel parking lots, 7 vault toilets, 7 garbage dumpsters, a plethora of fire rings, but it's worth noting that we don't charge any fees and there's no registration on areas outside of Rocky Point at Belfou, so we really don't have a good handle on who's coming. Recently we have put out 6-7 traffic counters, so we are starting to collect some visitation data the last few years on areas outside of Rocky Point. So we're getting a pretty good feel on numbers, but we don't have any registration on those people, how to track those people, how to reach out to those folks. And as Al mentioned, we have limited authority, but we can cost share, and we do cost share at Angostura and Shade Hill and other projects that we have managing partners. The priorities for our Title 28, basically through 2009 to 2013, was Angostura. Currently, the priority is up at Shade Hill. We're spending cost sharing with Game Fish and Parks to do a lot of development of Shade Hill, and then see in the future that that shift of emphasis will be at Belfouche Reservoir. Reclamation has no law enforcement authority. We contract for a halftime of a BLM law enforcement ranger with his canine companion. South Dakota Game Fish and Parks law enforcement jurisdiction is on lands that they manage only. They don't have jurisdiction on lands that Reclamation manages themselves. So we rely solely on our BLM law enforcement officer. Like I said, we have put out traffic counters, and the estimates that we've come up working with Brad using the same formula that Brad has used is about last year 61,000 vehicles. And I believe that computes to about 40,000 or so people on Belfouche Reservoir outside of Rocky Point. And over the 4th of July weekend last year, we had 550-plus hard campers outside of Rocky Point with very few facilities, no registration, no fees, and very little law enforcement. So we're being taxed, and quite frankly, we're looking for some assistance and feel that Game Fish and Parks, if interested, could possibly provide that to us. So the early stages of this resource management planning process is our big focus is we want to hit the people that are using the project. So we've, as of this past Tuesday, we've got a user survey that Cindy Longmire was a big help in getting that thing put together. We've got, they will be handed out at the fee booth with Brad Nelson's staff, but we've got 7 self-pay or self-drop boxes, fill-out, drop-off around the reservoir. That we'll be collecting through May through October of this year, the people that are coming out on site. It's I've got a copy of that, and I can share that with the commissioners if anyone is interested. I think it's going to give us some good data, as well as the Game Fish and Parks, some good data of what people would like to see out there. So we're really excited to get some of those comments in. And then starting this fall, after the user survey effort, is when we will go out and do the agency scoping. Send out a RMP newsletter. We do have Rocky Point. Everybody who has visited Rocky Point in the past, we do have their email addresses, so we are going to reach out to all those folks and send out our user survey and get those folks engaged. More than likely have this winter or possibly in the spring some public scoping meetings in Rapid City, Spearfish, and Belfouche. And then hopes to have a draft RMP prepared by October 2019 with a final December of 2019. That brings us to Shade Hill. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
I just also want to say, you know, this you know, we're looking forward to you know, the planning process and seeing what the public you know, how they respond to the surveys and the public meetings and stuff. And I think this RMP at Belle Fourche will be a very good foundation and solid base for our future agreement with Reclamation as we move forward after that into the you know, developing a new management agreement with them. So it'll be a good process. We'll be sure to keep the commission informed and of all the developments that occur with that process over the coming year, and look forward to that. So with that, we'll jump into Shade Hill and talk a little bit about that. And it's kind of following a very similar track with that, but and one of the differences between Belle Fourche and Shade Hill is that all of the recreational and wildlife lands around Shade Hill are under agreement, under contract with Game, Fish, and Parks, both the Parks Division for the recreation areas and lakeside use areas, and then also with the Wildlife Division for some of the GPA and wildlife managed areas there. So you can kind of see roughly what the layout of Shade Hill is there and in the different areas. That most of the developed recreation is on the North Shore, which is commonly called Ketterling's Point. Which kind of consists of that area there. There's also an area such as called Lakeside Use Area of Hugh Glass, which is down here. That's also a small developed campground area there. And you can see all the areas in green. That's all GPA and wildlife managed areas there as well. So, like Jay said, we are investing. A lot of time and resources into making improvements at Shade Hill. You know, in the last 10, 20 years, the use of Shade Hill has just exploded, and used to be kind of known as a well-kept secret up there in the Northwest, but the secret's out, and a lot of folks from both the Black Hills and all western South Dakota and also in the North Dakota come to Shade Hill to recreate there. So. You know, most of our facilities were developed, you know, back when, like I say, the use was fairly minimal at Shade Hill. So we've quickly and significantly outgrown those facilities. So we're making upgrades to the campground there. We are relocating and expanding a fish clean station and dump station there. We're doing some road work to renovate some of the roads that have kind of gotten beat up over the years, and doing some boat ramp projects as well there to improve access on all areas of the lake there. So lots going on up there. We're just in the process of getting advertisements and contracts let for those projects, and that'll continue through the summer and the winter. With we're hoping the bulk of those improvements being online by next year. So hope that everybody has a chance to go up there and see and utilize those facilities. We're really looking forward to that. So.
Just one thing worth noting at Shade Hill, we are about a half foot down from full, so we did get a big influx in April of water, brought us up approximately 7 feet, so we're sitting pretty good at Shade Hill Reservoir currently. Shade Hill Reservoir, Scott Hedinger out of our Bismarck office is the lead contact for Shade Hill Reservoir. I deal with Belle Fourche and Angostura primarily. Scott couldn't be here today, but I can cover this for him, not a problem. We've never had a resource management plan at Shade Hill, and with the development and the increased use at Shade Hill, we're going to go through that process and seek out the public's thoughts and comments. They've got a recreational user survey very similar to Belle Fourche's that I believe should begin probably this weekend. I know they're really close to having that thing up and running, and that will run through the busy recreational season, May through September. We've got a scheduled public scoping meeting in Lemon on June 14th, and we will have additional meetings if needed. And hopes to have a draft RMP in place or drafted by November of 2018 and a final by January of 2019. As I mentioned at Belle Fourche, we also have emails for all the users of Shade Hill Reservoir that we will be sending the user survey out as well probably next week. So. Those people don't visit Shade Hill this summer, they will have an opportunity to get the survey and provide comments. So that's all I had. Any questions from the commission, the chairman, or the secretary?
Do you have one?
I just Kathy Peterson, just one comment. Down at Angostura, the the partnership has worked so good. We were able to visit it probably 3 years ago, Barry, four or yeah. 5 years ago, when they were just getting all the campgrounds finished and stuff, and it just really is great. So thank you for that partnership.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am.
Other questions for Jay or Al? It's a great relationship. We appreciate that. And I would just ask you, maybe the Title 28 funds, mm-hmm. are they, how's that look? Is it, I know a lot of things have been cut back, funding.
Sure. We've been actually pretty steady, I'd say the last 10 years or so. Al works very closely with that program. We get a some lump sum of money, and basically we divide it up between North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. We've mm-hmm. also got projects in North Dakota and in Keyhole Reservoir in Wyoming. But our office works with our partners to develop some priority areas, which we have done. And like I said, Angostura has received the bulk of that money from 2009 to 2013. Currently, Shade Hill, the last couple of years, has received the bulk of our cost share funding for that. And in the future, we would anticipate that that priority will shift up to Belfouche Reservoir. So, on average, sir, $400,000 to $600,000 a year is what we provide cost share to the Game Fish and Parks dollar for dollar.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Thank you.